Smashboard Bill played around in the 1930s, played the blues circuit, and is going to play for you again this afternoon.
Seven. I think he's ready. In the 1950s, Mr. Cook recorded with Brownie McGee, Sonny Terry, and Pete Seeger, and Frank Robertson a record called Washboard Country Dance. It's been reissued on Smithsonian Folkways. And it's available, and Mr. Cook, I believe, even has copies. Anytime you're walking in West Palm Beach, you walk down Datura Street, this man might be sitting there, and you can go up to him, and he'll be more than happy to talk with you. He'll be more than happy to talk with you after he does this set. And I think they're getting ready.
My mother-in-law's ass, and they all come as for me. Nuts, red-eyed nuts, get them from the peanut man. bet your nuts ain't big as mine. Nut, nut, red eye nut, kill me, peanut man. Walnuts, Brazil nuts, and peanuts. But get them from the peanut man. Sanford, you know, mostly out in the country of Sanford. You know, anything changed. Nothing changed. I come through there. We could anything change. You have that old country, camp meeting, you know, like we had the Baptist church, you know. Now, that country church only is his brick this time. It used to be a wooden structure. And they're out there singing the song, you know. And every sister bring a basket, you know. So they're out there singing the song, you know. Will they be in the stars in my crown? I join in with. After a while, I heard some singing through the tree, and I looked out of the White Baptist Church. They're saying, no, not one. No, not one. So you see, ain't nothing changed. Not good. I'll drink to that. Oh, I got one more thing to tell you. You know, I got on our bus there, you know, in Goldsboro. And I met
three more white boys, you know, and I made four white boys in the back there drinking wine, you know. And, you know, we all doing fine drinking that wine. So now after a while, they got eyes all at you. You sit in the back. And we're supposed to sit in front. We got a big argument. That driver started that bus. I ain't going to have this. I'm not going to have this, you see. I was born in former Mississippi, and I ain't going to. Everybody get off this bus. He said, now, ain't no black and white. He said, oh, you're all green. He said, the light green go up front, and the dark green go in the back. So, you see, he let it change, right? Yes, sir. I'm telling you, but the word boy, I got to tell this. I didn't be in church that night. They were in. I went to one of them prayer meetings that night, and it sounded good, you know. And old Rev Gun got a good collection, you know. So, anybody you want to go to hell, stand up. Did nobody stand? For the second time, said the brother, anybody you want to go to hell, please stand. Did nobody stand? For the third time, he said, now, anybody want to go to hell, please stand. So a drunk was back, and he seen the preacher stand, so he stood. Well, Reverend, don't let everybody go in but you, so I'm with you. So I'm going to show you, wherever you go, there's somebody going with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all enjoyed this little noise, understand? I came from West Palm Beach, you know. I come by playing old Greyhound. I really hope you all enjoyed. And thank you. And thank you, old buddy.
Thank you.
Well, that's it.
More, and I think you found the right place this afternoon if you just want to sit here and be thoroughly entertained from now till 6 o'clock. I'm Dale Kreider, and I've been here emceeing part-time. I came to the Folk Festival the first time in 1964, and this very stage was where everything happened in 1964. As far as I know, not very much of what's over this way existed. And I know you could drive down to the river that way. But we're talking some 26 years ago, and we're here to celebrate the 40th year of this celebration that occurs every year on the banks of the Suwannee River here in Hamilton County. I remember when this population of people gathered here for 4 days. I think it was 1971, something like that. Don't hold me on the date. And there were 85,000 people showed up. And it was so many people that it sort of blew all of the circuits around White Springs. And for 2 or 3 years then, there was no longer a spring festival. They moved it to the fall in order to sort of give it a chance to settle down after having 80,000 people come in here and celebrate. I'm glad you're here, and I'm sure that this will go down as one of the most memorable festivals of the 40 years, because we've got one of the greatest groups of musicians that have gathered here this weekend, and other kinds of artisans and craftspersons. And you're here to help us all feel good about whatever art farm we might have. Don't forget to visit the Crafts Fair area. The newest part of the Folk Festival is the Crafts area, and we do have some exquisite photographs of the Suwannee River by John Moran, the Gainesville Sons photographer.
Are you?
And don't miss the weekend without going. Don't pass the weekend without going by there. There's so many things happening right now. This is probably the prime time of the festival.